It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is presumably over there, possibly in the land of the Alps, but one never knows. I'm going to ask, after I say, hi, Mirella, how are you? I will say, hi, Mirella, where are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. And yes, from the Alps, with a topic again on the Vatican to begin, and then a little update on the Brexit. So why the Vatican? Because last week we were talking about the difficulties that the Church has right now and in the past as well to deal with sexual assault accusations and the victims of those assaults. And this week, Pope Francis announced that the Vatican was going to open the Holocaust era archives under the Pope in Italian called Pius, who was a Pope between 1939 to 1958. This is a very interesting timing because obviously the Church has been accused of many things, and one of the most valid accusation is the fact that for many years they have been trying to cover up and to hide what was happening in the Church worldwide. So with this announcement, it is a little bit a way to say, look, we are not afraid of history. And we want to open up and we want to show what we have in the archives so that you can make up your own mind. This is an extremely important step because it's already many years that this was requested from all sides, because the Pope at the time didn't really take position against the Nazis. He also, after the war, he abstained from signing the Allied Declaration condemning the extermination of the Jews. So there were a few elements that were very disturbing. And that's the reason why historians of all countries wanted to have access to those archives. So this will be open next year in March. It will give finally some light on the decision of the Pope or the no decision of the Pope at the time. There are, of course, two sides to it. Some say that he did nothing, and no matter what his reasons were, that was the most terrible decision to make. And some others say that he did act more diplomatically in the background, and that he helped hide many Jews in churches and in also the Castello Gandolfi, the private summer house of the Pope. And all of this will be obviously checked very carefully, I'm sure, and will be evaluated after those documents are available.
Can I have to ask this question, and I'm sorry, but I wonder what people think of within the Vatican of having elected this Pope. You just have to wonder, I think.
You mean now the Pius?
No. I mean the current Pope because the Pope Francis. Because it's quite possible, in my view, that someone else over all this time would have withstood any pressure to release any of this. Period. if it had been a different person, you know, there's pressure and there's pressure and there's pressure. And yes, it all depends on, I mean, repression. It depends on how it is dealt with. But there obviously information has been unavailable, but whispered about for years and years and years and years.
Correct.
And I just wonder if everyone had a time machine, whether, because electing a pope is an interesting process, whether it would have gone this direction.
Well, I'm sure that many people are upset with it, and it's definitely also not a total coincidence timing-wise, because it's a way to show probably also some goodwill after so many years. Now, of course, some members of the American Jewish Committee, for example, said in a diplomatic way that they hope that there would be free access to all relevant archives. So there is always a little bit, I have the feeling, in the background, this fear that things have been maybe a little bit prepared. And there is always this suspicion that maybe not everything will be available, which would be really a pity because that's what has been promised. But I mean, from the reaction of some leaders in the community, one would feel that there is a little bit of that fear, maybe because that wouldn't be the first time. In any case, this will be a lot of documents, a lot of pages to read, and hopefully it will give a better light on the Pope by showing that while he was not very outspoken, he did something that was not necessarily to be seen from the outside. In all honesty, I believe that there will always be two sides of the story, no matter what is to be found in those documents, and it will be the one who think that not enough has been done and not clearly and not really publicly, and the other one who will think that one has to judge things not according our days, you know, but the historical moment, and consider what he did at the time was maybe already a big task. It's in any case a very very open gesture from Pope Francis, and this will give some access to, as you said yourself, Jill, to archives that people have been talking about for many years already. Now, jumping to England, because the Brexit is coming ahead very fast, it's supposed to happen on the 29th of March. This is this month, basically. Things are very unsettled. There is no deal. And the Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay, is going to meet with European Union official to try to get a guarantee for the highly debated backstop plan in order to avoid border checks in Ireland and in order to get a Brexit deal. Just as a little reminder, maybe the backstop plan is a plan that would specify that the United Kingdoms will follow the European Union customs rules until both sides find an agreement that works out. So that is a little bit of a worry because the very harsh Brexiters fear that this backstop plan will last forever, eventually, if no agreement is ever found on the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. But this is the only possibility to have a deal with no Czech borders with Ireland. So this backstop plan, as I said, is very debated. Many people hate it. Others think it's the only way to still get a Brexit agreement on time. So this will be voted on the 12th of March. If this plan is not agreed on because the European Union didn't make any effort, then the MPs will have vote on going ahead without a Brexit deal. And if they do want a deal nevertheless, they will have to vote on an extension on the negotiations and a delay of the exit date by extending the famous Article 50. So as you can see, Jill, it's a few steps, still a lot of problems on the way. And the next few days will be absolutely vital in order to see if there is a Brexit agreement or not. Just shortly on their side, the Scottish and the Welsh are going to vote also a vote in a coordinated way, opposing the May's deal because they think it's a bad deal anyway. They want to delay the Brexit and they want a guarantee that the no-deal Brexit will be excluded, because that would be, in their eyes, the worst of all options. So I'm sure that we will have more detail on all of this during this month of March.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.